Welcome to another Happy English podcast coming to you from New York City. And here's your English teacher, Michael.
Hey, thank you, John, and thanks, everyone. This is Happy English Podcast, episode 167. Look, see, and watch. I saw a big group of people standing in front of the New York Public Library this morning. I was curious, so I walked over there. They were watching a street performer. He was a mime. I've watched mimes on TV, but I've never seen one in person, so it was kind of interesting. For today's English lesson, let's have a look at the difference between look, see, and watch. I know that a lot of English learners have trouble with these words, so I'll do my best to keep things simple. Look, see, and watch are all very similar verbs in that they all describe what we do with our eyes. However, we use them differently. First of all, when you see something, it comes into your eyes with or without your effort. Seeing is the natural action of the eyes. We all have eyes, and if they are healthy, we can see. Here are some examples. I saw a big group of people standing in front of the library. The room is dark. I can't see you. I live in the suburbs, so at night you can see a lot of stars. We also use see when we talk about public performances. We see things like movies in a theater, concerts, and sporting events. For example, let's go see a movie tonight. Have you ever seen Phantom of the Opera on Broadway? Last night I saw the Yankees play Boston. What a great game! On the other hand, watch is used when you use your effort or are concentrating your eyes and attention on something. We watch things that are moving, and we usually watch something for a long time. For example, I like to watch TV. I was watching my mother cook dinner. Paul spends his Saturday afternoons watching football and drinking beer in his living room. So, you can see a movie in a theater, or watch a movie on TV or a computer. You can see a football game in the stadium, or watch a football game on TV at home. On the other hand, look is used when you use your effort or are concentrating. But in contrast to watch, we look at things that don't move, and we usually look at something for a short time. For example, I looked at the clock and realized it was late. I was looking at some old photos from my trip to Istanbul. I looked at several paintings in the museum. So, we look at things that don't move, but we watch things that do move. You can look at a photo, look at a poster, but you watch TV or watch someone doing something. Well, I just looked at the clock and realized it's time to go. That's our English lesson for today. If you want to read the examples in this lesson or get word-for-word transcripts of the Happy English podcast, just visit myhappyenglish.com and check lesson 167. Thanks for studying, and I'll see you next time at Happy English.
This podcast was brought to you by Happy English. Please visit myhappyenglish.com. Show your support for Happy English by leaving us a review. Get English. Get happy. Happy English.